come.
Later.
Right?
Later.
We're going to open.
Yeah.
We're going to open the Senate Education Committee. Today is February 14th, 2018. It is a special day in Oregon history. And since we had a big conversation about history last time, I want to say, remind everybody today is Happy Birthday, Oregon. Oregon entered the United States on this date in 1859. And for 2 years before the start of the Civil War, Oregon is now 159 years young. So we just thought we should celebrate by having our party paraphernalia.
Should our first speaker wear this?
We offered it to him. He has declined.
All right.
So come on in, my vice chair.
He's considering. He's considering.
I'm hoping I'm out of the camera.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not.
So, I have always believed that schools in general should be fun places for people to learn, and we know from statistics that happy people learn better than sad people, and that stressed people learn very poorly. To begin this, I did talk to some other people. We carried over Senate Bill
1513.
It is not on the agenda. We will not be doing anything with that bill. We are committed to having some conversations about it and working with some people in the interim, but the way it was, we are not going to hear that bill. So with that, we are going to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 1530, and we'll call up Senator DeBoer, who obviously didn't like to have fun when he was a child.
No.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I'll put my hat on if you do. I didn't want to either.
I do have a health committee meeting at
That's
one,
right. So we would love to hear your testimony.
Just to bring you along.
Senator DeBoer's had enough of our fun and games.
Chair Roblin, members of the committee, I'd like to start by thanking Senate President Peter Courtney for his leadership in forming the Joint Committee on Student Success and for appointing me as a member of that body. We will be working hard over the next several months and hearing from citizens from all over the state about their suggestions on ways we can improve our education system. I'm looking forward to this opportunity and any contributions I can make to those efforts. We already know what some of the biggest problems are right now. They include large class sizes, lack of stable funding, and an inability to keep our dedicated educators in their profession. Most importantly, I think what we need is a plan. As some of you may know, I served on a member of the Ashland School Board for 8 years. In that role, I was also a member of the board's bargaining team and was involved in several rounds of negotiations with teacher and classified staff. I understand these issues very well. We set a goal on improving the district's graduation rate and made it our primary focus. That work paid off with tangible results and success, and that was no accident. All of this is why I've submitted as my sole priority bill for the short session, Senate Bill 1530. The bill creates a 16-member task force on public education planning that will be tasked with creating a 10-year plan for public education from kindergarten through high school. The task force will include members of both major parties from both the House and the Senate to be appointed by the Senate President and Speaker Kotek. It will also include members appointed by Governor Brown from organizations representing educators, school boards, and educational employees. That is because we need everyone at the table making decisions and having an ownership in the outcome. The task force would focus on the areas I mentioned before, class size, teacher retention, and providing stable funding, with the aim of submitting a report to an interim education committee that would give that body adequate time to develop recommendations that conform the legislation of the 2019 session. Obviously, with the Joint Committee on Student Success being formed, we'll be very busy working on these issues. Hopefully, that work will lead us to finding similar solutions to these problems. Everyone agrees on how critical education is for the future of this state and its children. It's also one of the biggest economic drivers in Oregon. Business owners want a quality education system that produces a workforce that can drive the kinds of innovations that we need in order to remain competitive. But despite all the talk about improving our outcomes and solving these problems, the things that are most lacking are a plan and the political will to do what needs to be done to get us from here to there. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions you might have, and thanks for providing me the opportunity to testify on this bill this afternoon. And I fully realize with President Courtney's task force that this is probably a duplication of efforts. So I hope that we can combine those as we work on the task force and work on these things.
Thank you. Any questions for Senator DeBoer? I guess that I would say is that as one of the co-chairs of the other committee, and knowing you are one of the members, that you need to make sure that we listen to the issues that you've aligned here and make sure we get, and as we go around the state, ask these questions of those other people, because all of the members on that task force are really important, and your expertise as a board member and your clarity and what you felt needed to be part of the conversation, I think, will be helpful in that as we move forward in that task force. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it's a conversation that's way overdue, so with that, I'll go to my health care committee.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. So we are going to close the public hearing on 1530, and we're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 1557.
Chair Roblin, members of the committee, the Dash 2 amendment to Senate Bill 1557 replaces the measure. It provides rights to students at community colleges, public universities, or Oregon Health and Science University who are ordered to active duty for 30 days or fewer. In accordance with policies and practices for excused absences, the bill allows students to complete missing assignments or exams, allows teachers to award grades without requiring students to complete assignments or exams, and prevents missed assignments or exams that are completed after the student's return from adversely impacting the student's grades. The bill allows the Higher Education Coordinating Commission to adopt rules relating to scholarships and grants funded by community colleges, public universities, or by the agency. It applies to students ordered to active duty after the beginning of the 2018-19 academic year, declares an emergency effective on passage.
And that includes the amendment?
That is the amendment.
That is the amendment. So I'm going to call up our higher education person. To have a little conversation. We have had, and I had talked to Senator Thatcher as well, we've had really good conversations. I think she's been engaged with people to try to get this bill to be what it needs to be, and we're not quite there, and she mentioned that we'd love to move it to the House to do that, and so here's some other information about that.
Good afternoon, Chair Roblin and members of the committee. For the record, my name's Dana Richardson. I'm the Executive Director of the Oregon Council of Presidents, a voluntary association of Oregon's public university presidents. OHSU is an affiliate member. I throw that in because it actually matters with regard to the amendments. So as your administrator summarized, the Dash 2 amendments do give the HEC rulemaking authority not only over scholarships and grants administered through their offices, but through those that are administered on campus levels. So that would include colleges, universities, and OHSU. So that's not ideal. It's been great working with Senator Thatcher. She wants to keep this moving, but will help us kind of remedy that lack of clarity in the Dash 2 amendments. So happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Dennis? So right now they're saying move the bill, we'll help work, and Thatcher's told me the same thing. Okay.
Thank you
very much. With that, I would entertain a motion.
Chair Roblin, I would like to move the Dash 2 amendment of Senate Bill 1557 as dated February 12, 2018.
Senator Lithicum has moved Senate Bill 1557, has moved the amendment to 1557, the Dash 2 amendment, dated February 12, 2018. Thank you. Is there any discussion? Any opposition? So moved. Senator Lithicum.
Chair Roblin, I would like to move Senate Bill 1557 as recently amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Lithicum has moved that Senate Bill 1557 as recently amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none. Any opposition? Seeing none. Bill passes, and I have offered this to Senator Thatcher, so we'll ask to make sure that she knows that she's carrying. With that, we'll close our work session on Senate Bill 1557. We're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 1520, and this is the omnibus bill, and we're looking at the dash four amendments, and we'll have our LPRO analyst explain the bill.
Chair Roblin, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1520 implements technical fixes in 11 areas of state law.
No, you don't need them all.
Okay. The Dash 4 amendment removes provisions relating to school lunch program reimbursements.
Okay. So it was going to go to Ways and Means with that part in there. Representative Doherty would like this to go to the Education Committee on the other side. I tend to agree with that. So by removing that, it will not go on its way to that committee. However, we have had been requested that it go to the Revenue Department. One of the sections that has to do with the boarding schools has gone to Revenue every time that it's come up, and it's been renewed and more than a few times as we've had the conversation here. And so that will be, do we have all the paperwork? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Senator Lithgow, I would entertain a motion.
Chair Roblin, I move the Dash 4 amendment to Senate Bill 1520, dated February 6, 2018.
Senator Lickham has moved the Dash 4 amendments dated February 6, 2018. Is there any discussion? Any opposition? Seeing none, so moved. Senator Lickham.
Chair Roblin, I move Senate Bill 1520 as recently amended. I'm going to keep saying that just
okay.
for fun.
Okay.
With a recommendation to subsequent referral to the Senate Committee on Finance, Revenue be added.
Senator Lithgow moves Senate Bill 1520 as recently amended with a recommendation that the subsequent referral to the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue be added. And with that, any questions or yes, comments? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I didn't ask for it to be sent to the
Revenue. We know.
But it's appropriate because that section dealing with dorms does deal with the school formula, and whenever that occurs, it generally goes through the Revenue Department. It's not, I don't anticipate making any changes to the bill, but it will be heard and there will be discussion, and just to let you all know that we're not going to open it up and do major surgery or anything.
Mr. Chair,
Senator
so there had been an amendment proposed dealing with the virtual charter schools, so we're not going to be hearing that amendment.
Thank you for that question. And I know that there are things in this that people like and don't like, and they're willing to however they want to deal with this one, but thank you for that. So.
My son says to me often, sorry, bro, maybe next time.
So, and there is a opportunity in the House, and I have said to the House person, whatever, then we'll have to have a conference or whatever if after it gets out of Revenue. So there are a long ways for this bill to go. So with that said, I will have roll call vote.
Yeah, can I make a statement
sure.
first, Mr. Chair? Thanks. I'm going to vote against this, despite the fact that it contains something that
really
I had asked to put in. And, which I think will, correct just a technical error in statute that has really clogged us up.
Yeah.
But the removal of the sunset is just very concerning to me. I mentioned when we first talked about this, I was still under PTSD from the virtual charter school days, and I think that sunset was an agreement that we made at the time. In order to move through a difficult time and see how things worked, et cetera. And so I think it's time for that sunset really to be enforced. So I'll put myself out there as a no vote. My hope will be that our friends in the House will excise that part, and those other parts of the bill, which are wonderful, will remain.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments? Seeing none, we'll do a roll call vote.
Senator Benz.
Yes.
Senator Dembrow.
No.
Senator Gelser.
Yes.
Senator Hass.
Yes.
Senator Thompson.
Aye.
Vice Chair Linthicum.
Aye.
Chair Roblin.
Yes. Motion passes. And since it's going to Revenue, they'll have to figure out who's going to carry it when it gets to the floor. So. So with that, is there any, we'll close the work session on 1520. Any other things that we need to deal with from LPRO's perspective? We're okay? Any comments that anybody wishes to make? This is our last meeting in the first half of the short session, so look forward to Monday having our first bill. I think we've gotten one.
Yeah, one House bill.
From the House bill, so we'll look forward to seeing what they send this way over the next second half of the session. So with that, thank you very much, and we are adjourned. And you can keep the hats if you want.